Hebrews chapter 7. Who is a good reader here that will read for us quickly? Come and give Pastor Joshua. I hope he's KJV. Good. Start from verse 1. Pay attention.
Okay. Verse 1. For this Melchizedek, king of...
I know they are projecting it. In fact, stop projecting. So that, for now, so that they will look into their own Bible. Open your own Bible. Open your own Bible. Good. Read.
For this Melchizedek...
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1. Mm-hmm. Continue.
For this Melchizedek,
mm-hmm.
king of Salem,
mm-hmm.
priest of the Most High God,
mm-hmm.
who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him.
Okay.
To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. First, being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Verse 3. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto Son of God, abided a priest continually. Verse 4.
You know, let me quickly make a point. If you have... That's why sometimes I used to tell you people, what people call revelation and interpretation of the scripture is what they saw from commentary. As good as Bible commentary is, many of the people doing Bible commentary is as a result of intellectual prowess. You know, this my big Bible now is the best, according to what they have now, is Finis Dex. But I will show you something. They asked, Finis Dex said in the source code of this scripture, because the source code is in the book of Genesis. He said that that Melchizedek is a Gentile in the land of Canaan. I want to know who we are going to believe, whether it's Finis Dex, or the Bible. Look at what you are reading. The Bible said where you are reading, without what? Read it now, without what?
Without father.
I is not a Gentile. He said he's without father, without mother, without descent. So how did he become a Gentile? So some commentary, they put in their own understanding. That's why just that intellectual prowess doesn't unravel the mystery in the scripture. It takes the spirit of revelation to bring context. The scripture is locked even to the hardest. If you study the Bible the most, it's still locked. Until you come with meekness to the engrafted word, it will now open small for you. Continue.
Verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily they that are the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. Verse 6. But he whose descent is not counted. Verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. 10. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for For under it the people received the law. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law.
Are you an intelligent Bible student? If you are, pay attention to this statement. The law is for priesthood. But the law should help us to execute priesthood, if indeed it works the way it should be. But we found out in the law of Moses that it actually became a stumbling block to the execution of priesthood. So instead of the law being made for priesthood, we found out over time that under the law of Moses, it was now priesthood that was made for the law. So the only thing that Moses is busy doing, and Aaron and everybody, is to deal with the people and their sin, everything. By the time it's through, another year they start again. Meanwhile, it should be the other way around. You didn't get my point, so let me leave you. The law should work and help priesthood to achieve its purposes. But because it was given to the man that is in the flesh, that man cannot yield to the spirit that helps him to keep to it. Because the law is not about the... In fact, there is no time that there is no law. Actually, I have taught you people the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. Now, in the realm of the spirit, in God, where that law is being held up, it is not an effort for God to keep it, because that law is woven into a nature, woven into a life. Are you getting the point? So, what that law should have done is to help a man to execute priesthood. But in the law of Moses, in this old covenant, the law is just helping people to cover their sin. That former priesthood, what he's doing now is help people to get car, help people to get job, help people to... Are you getting the point? Meanwhile, it's the other way around. When you encounter genuine priesthood of the Melchizedek order, it goes the other way. People leave what they are in the natural and seek how they can execute the demand of priesthood. Not what priesthood will do for them, but what they will do for priesthood. In the whole of the old covenant and the Aaronic priesthood that powered it, what people are doing, cover their sin, receive this one, receive that one. They don't know what real priesthood is. That's what verse 12 is saying. For the priesthood being changed, there is made necessity a change also of what? They are not paying attention. That means there was never a time there was no law. It's just that priesthood has to be accompanied by law. But such a law that it will help priesthood to achieve its purposes. The former law, instead of helping priesthood, in fact, became the stumbling block for the execution of priesthood. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say that priesthood is king. It is priesthood that governs the need for law. So, the law or anything that is within the service of ministry, service of believers, that is not helping in the achieving of priesthood and the purpose of priesthood, has to be done away with. So as the law of Moses came, things were happening. God was checking, and found out that priesthood did not achieve his purposes. Because what God was looking for was a kingdom of priests. But when the law was made, only Moses and two or three people survived. Are you getting my point? God said, no. But this kind of law that made priesthood to fail, because the target of God is not that one or two people will be priests. The target of God is that a kingdom will be full of priests. But the law cut them off because the demand of the law is so high that it cannot be met. Because of that, if priesthood cannot be executed based on the demands of the former covenant and the laws that came from it, that means we have to keep it aside, because the purpose of that is so that priesthood can be facilitated. Are you getting the point? But under the law and the power that governs it, because the great the fundamental thing in the law that made it not unkeepable is because it was given to the man in the flesh. It's given to the man that is dead in Adam. And the flesh lacks the capacity to live up to the demands of the law. Are you getting the point now? Meanwhile, when you live by the Spirit, if it is true you live by the Spirit, automatically and consequently, you are living up to what it takes to execute priesthood. And the need of heaven and the need of God is priesthood. As I've taught you people, priesthood is all God needs to execute his purposes. The execution of the purposes of God hangs upon priesthood. So man, when the Bible said for men ought always to pray and not to faint, it means that one, that man is God's method. Are you getting the point? Okay, one, that God has a purpose and man is God's method of executing that purpose. And priesthood is the method, is the system of execution of any kind of purpose at all. Are you getting the point? And new covenant priesthood is 70% what you do in prayer. If it is true, then man, if you are a man, you ought always to pray and not to what? Because when you pray, it enables you to stand in a place where priesthood is executed. And if priesthood is efficient, then God himself that had purpose in his heart can ride upon the priesthood that is efficient, that is competent, and execute the purpose that is in his heart. So God has a purpose. He institutes a priesthood that will do it. And man is the method through which he will do it. So there is no other way man can achieve that except through the divine. In fact, it's not just God, though. Even Satan accomplishes his purposes through priesthood. So when Satan finds a man that understands his priesthood and yields himself to everything that it takes, he can wreak havoc to Anambra State. One man. Meanwhile, that person can sit as governor, but he's not a governor. What he is a priest. So when they have gone to the seven gateways to eastern Nigeria and they have done sacrifices, did everything they have done, and then it seems as if they did not win an election, they will now say, we are sure we'll win. How can somebody how can he say he's sure? That man is not speaking from the natural. He's speaking from the spirit. It's not about what they are doing on that voters team. It's a contest. It's a clash of priesthood. So if you don't understand, you will go and vote. You will not win. Because it's priesthood. Are you getting the point? And let me tell you the power of priesthood. If priesthood is governing, even when they rob you open eye, you won't do anything. Because priesthood is the real government. I want to teach you people something. That's why even if you know the person that is dealing with you is an occultic man in your village, what has he solved? It has not solved anything. No. If you even go and talk to him, the matter will become worse. Because, are you getting the point? Because He is not afraid of you. His fear is if his priesthood suffers damage. When Sennacherib was fighting, when he was releasing utterances at the walls of Jerusalem, you might look at him and think it was based on the strength of his army. Until when he suffered damage, 180 something thousand soldiers died in one night. And he, based on what his priesthood can generate, he was telling them the testimony of what he has done. He said, go and ask the God. He said, this city and their gods. Go and read it. That is when you will find out that it's not the warfare. Even the gods of those nations submitted to the higher priesthood. From nation to nation, they defeat and carry their gods. So it was not about the contest of army. It was about the contest of priesthood. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
When he suffered damage, 180 something, he knew that the problem is not his army. The problem is his priesthood. What did he do? He ran back to his altar. It was there that his children slaughtered him. The place a man runs back to, when he begins to suffer damage, is a proof of his strength. You will now notice that with all the might of Assyria, Sennacherib did not trust in that army. He trusted in his priesthood. So you will now notice that the contest is... In fact, the war wouldn't have been won if not for the fact that Isaiah and Hezekiah took the matter to a higher priesthood and petitioned him there. Forget Satan. All we need to do, I will show you something this week. I will give you one or two intelligence. I finish reading our scripture. I just want to show you something.
Verse 12.
Okay.
For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law.
Mm-hmm.
For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe,
mm-hmm.
of which no man gave attendance at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
Everything is about priesthood. Everything is about priesthood. Continue.
And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest.
Okay.
Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life.
Did you see what I was showing you? I just said before now. The law was supposed to help priesthood, but this one was weak. It's not as if this one, they said, but after the power of an endless life. You can change, substitute that statement and call it the law of the spirit of life. It's the same thing. It's still a law. It's just that it's the law of life. Are you getting the point? The former law was not able to help anything. It actually became a stumbling block and weakened. The way we deal with it is not to leave a vacuum. It's not to leave a lacuna. It's not to leave the thing in limbo. It's to substitute it with something efficient. If you go through the book of Hebrews, you will find out that if you go through the Testament, New Testament, God raises you up for a reason, and you are not achieving that reason, you become collateral damage. He might not just kill you, but you can die in the hands of... If people are dying, you can join them and die. The reason why you will join them is that you have not entered under the canopy of purpose. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
So you can die and we can't miss you. Heaven doesn't miss you. Nobody misses you. There is nothing you are representing that a generation will lose. Even the people that are representing something, they are under attack. But they don't die necessarily because of that attack. They can die because of negligence and many other things. But anybody that is not under the government of God's purpose is collateral damage. That person can be used to join the number. Are you getting the point? If they say that 1,000 people will die, you will join them and die. As we are like this, we can't die. And we. You can remove yourself, but I added you. If you want to remove yourself, it's good. But me, I added you. As a priest over this house, I added you. Do you want to remove yourself? Ume? You want to remove yourself? Ah. Continue.
Okay, 16. Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of endless life? For he testifieth, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Okay.
For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitableness.
No. Okay. Going before. For
the weakness.
I think I just said something about it.
Yes.
Going before. For what reason?
For the weakness.
One. And there is another location, either in Hebrews or somewhere, that they now added efficiency because it was ineffective. Continue. Go to 19 quickly.
For the law made nothing perfect. But
if your Bible is your own, if you did not collect somebody's Bible, bring out your pen and go to that word perfect and underline it. Perfect. Underline it. Are you getting the point? So, this scripture is trying to say that the law is supposed to do something. Are you getting it? He said that the law is supposed to make things, more importantly, men, actually men, make men what? Perfect. Unfortunately, the law is not able to do it. That means perfection is the exact target that the law is supposed to achieve if it is able to power priesthood in the correct way. Unfortunately, it's not profitable. Unfortunately, it's weak. Before the Holy Ghost started helping you, if the target of God is to make men perfect, and then the law is supposed to help, it became obvious that the law actually made people bound. For example, before you received certain measure of grace to pray, if somebody told you, are you getting the point? Lodoba, if somebody told you to pray 3 hours 4 years ago, what would you think first? What would you think? Forget what you will do. What will you think? I mean, what is this guy saying? Are you getting the point? Some of you that is praying like this, some of the people praying like this here, they castigated us before, only to find out that even we myself didn't choose it. When people were following Jesus, they thought they were following Jesus. They are the one that chose to. Jesus said, I'm the one that chose you. The Spirit chooses men. So we found ourselves praying like this. This my guy didn't like prayer. He wants to pray. He knew it's important. But the first day I was doing counseling for him, in my father's church, he sat down like this. He was talking big things. I was saying, bro, it's prayer. Bro, it's prayer. He was still talking big things. I said, bro, it's... It took him 2 years to understand that statement. So after me, bro, it's prayer. May you not find out 5 years later that, because the faster, before you know it, you become like your father. If you like, don't do something fast. Guess what? Demands of life will be coming that we need enough generation of incense from the altar of the priest to execute it. And if you have not generated enough incense from your priesthood, many things will be suffering around your life that you don't have answers. You'll be asking people, going to prophet, going to... It's because you don't have strong... When you have strong priesthood, you don't need to be asking them what is it. You have handled it. The incense around your life handles every challenge. It will not be a prayer point. The ambience of your altar have the capacity to sustain every season of your life. So people like Chris Oyakhilome will come and tell you that he has prayed into the next 10 years of his life. What is that? It means that his priesthood is strong enough to take care of any challenge. Because we can't say you won't face any challenge. Are you getting the point? We are saying that when you have enough priesthood, anything that you won't be making careless mistakes. When you miss out on certain things, make careless mistakes, some things damage another. It's a proof that you have insufficient priesthood. It's not as if Satan won't attack, won't do something. But if he succeeds, is insufficient priesthood. Are you getting the point? So many a times believers don't see from that normal human. They don't see from that perspective. So they wait until something happened or have started happening before they will now go on 21 days fasting. They will now say the man is on hospital, they don't give a stroke. They will now come in the night and say, man of God, I know if you pray, God will answer. I said, this is avoidable. Are you getting the point? I don't want to go far. These things that happen to men is avoidable. When priesthood is strong, it will not even happen. Sometimes you will wake up and then something will scratch you. You say, Jesus. And this night, what we want to suck and drink is the blood of pastors. That day, if you are a pastor, you are an endangered species. If you like, carry Bible and put under your pillow. Use anointing oil, drink half. Turn to your neighbor, say, if you like, don't pray. Okay, finish our scripture, Pastor.
For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw near unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. For those priests we are made without an oath.
Go to 23 because of time.
Okay, 23. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered
or allowed.
Okay, my own good space. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered.
The word suffered there is simply they were not allowed. Okay. I think that should be better for you. They were not allowed to continue by the reason of death. You don't know. Do you know what it means? It means that that kind of priesthood doesn't have capacity to transfer. Let me use simple terms. If I have strong prayer life, if you come in contact with me, I will transfer some of what I have. But in the old covenant, Moses cannot transfer his fellowship with God. If he dies, he dies with him. God will have to raise another man and educate him on that. It is not transferable. Are you getting the point? But when Jesus came, you will think what you are doing is different from what this person is doing, until you get to the realm of the spirit and you find out that sometimes where you stopped is where he continued. All of us can be alive. And we are interconnected in the spirit doing the same thing. Where you stop, the person continues. Different personalities, the same work, the same priesthood in the spirit. Are you getting the point? Sometimes, if discipleship is well done, even if we die physically, our priesthood still lives. So, Benihin will appear and continue doing what Catherine Kuhlman is doing. And I'm saying, it's beyond anointing. Priesthood is beyond anointing. I'm not talking about anointing. In fact, Benihin stood one day and said that prayer is superior to anointing. And if there is a man that should say that, Victor, I think he's Benihin. Is he not true? Benihin, if anointing can be called a man, I think Benihin should be that man. But Benihin came and said, prayer is what? Superior to anointing. You can be an anointed man, but prayerless. In fact, I have seen a lot of prayerless anointed men. Continue.
24. But this man, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood.
Okay.
Wherefore he is able
also. Pay attention to the word priesthood. Continue.
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the optimus that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needed not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. 28. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Can we have another translation to show us that since the law? Do you have it? Give that sister. Quickly read it so that you will quickly see perspective. Are you sure you are with your Bible? Is it your Bible? What was the challenge? Huh? You have phone now. Is it on your phone? Open it now. Okay. What did he say? Yeah, read. Yes, yes.
Verse 28. Under the old system, even the high priests were weak and sinful men who could not keep from doing wrong.
Okay.
But later God appointed by his oath his son, who is perfect forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me leave it here. Amen. So that I will allow you to understand at your own pace. Can we go back to verse 1? You can now show me on the screen. For this Melchizedek, this obviously means that this analysis or exposition did not start in chapter 7. Is it not true? Okay. Now we mean, what else does it mean for you now? No. What does it mean for you? If this thing we are explaining did not start from chapter 7, what does it mean for you? And we are continuing from chapter 7. What does it mean for you? Nalai. What does it mean for you? Huh? You are correct. If it didn't start from chapter 7, and we must continue from chapter 7, that means you need to go back and study where it started. That's the Berean Christian. The Bible said that they are more honorable. They go back and check whether this pastor, they wind them. You know, There are some revelation that is cut and joined. And this Bible, you can literally use it and teach and say anything. But if you want to build doctrine, build people, the Bible said that is line upon line, precept upon precept. A little here, a little there. Are you getting the point? So he's deliberate. And he's conscious. So you need to go back and find out whether I'm lying. Then if it is true that I'm correct, you now have labor on your head. You are now indicted. So if you appear before the judgment throne seat of Christ and say, I don't know. They will say, in that class. Some angels will say they even participated. If you have me, say amen.
Amen.
Yes, some angels, many angels participate in our meetings. Not just to make something happen, but to see wonders. God, they don't conduct this kind of classes for them. Sometimes they look at weak men like us and wonder how we knew what we know. How in 15 minutes you can know what it took them 100 years to know about God in 15 minutes by the help of the Holy Spirit. Are you getting the point? The Holy Spirit can make you know in 15 minutes what it took them to maybe 50 years or 100 years to know. Because the Holy Ghost works from the inward. He works from the inside. He illumines your heart, your mind. He illumines your mind and inspires your spirit. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God. Can you see his portfolio? I think we need to analyze his portfolio. They said a lot of things about this man. Can we analyze his portfolio? Priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter. In case you don't know the one they are talking about, in case you think he's, they said, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him too quickly. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. And are you seeing what they are doing here? They are playing with complex words. The emphasis is on the priesthood, but all they have been saying here is what? King. Say after me, king. King of peace, king of righteousness, king of Salem, king of... Because when I tell you people that priesthood is king, you doubt it. But you see the territorial capacity that this man has. Not just territories in the natural. This man is governing territories in the spirit. And according to the scripture, one of the territories this man is a government over is the territory called peace. Is the territory called righteousness. This man is the governor of it. And the basis, the authority of his government was generated from his priesthood. If we go a little further, the Bible said that he ever lived to make intercessions. And based on his intercession, he's able to save every man to the uttermost. To the uttermost. Let's see verse 3. Without father. This is still his portfolio. Say after me, without father. Without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto what? The Son of God. There is a lot. Are you getting the point? You don't need to be told who they are talking about here. Even if you are a babe in scripture, you will know who they are talking about. Abideth what? A priest. What? Continual. Pay attention to how words are used and the words that are used. Priest. What? Continue. It is not just about priesthood. It's about the fact that this priesthood can continue. Verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. Mommy, do you know one of the reasons why Jesus was killed? No, don't worry. Do you know one of the reasons? One of the reasons is that he said he is the Son of God. In fact, he came to a point, he said, before Abraham what? This guy said, look at this boy. Shut up your mouth. This small boy we know, is he not son of Joseph the carpenter? If you want to deal with the Jews, say something against Abraham or Moses. They will kill you there. Because all of their faith is hanging upon these two men. Abraham pioneered. Moses showed them how. Abraham what? Pioneered. Moses what? Showed them how. So when Jesus came, he said, your father Abraham saw my day and what? I see this guy. Where is this boy learning what he's saying? The son of Joseph. But the man is talking from his eternal identity. My brother that started said, one of the things we'll learn this week is our identity. You see, what the way you give yourself to God and give yourself to priesthood and your destiny is dependent on the understanding of who you are, not just who you are in Christ. But who you should be, because who you will now become because you are now in Christ. Because when you are in Christ, you have an identity in Christ. But when you follow through with everything that God intends for you in Christ, you become another person. And that person is what destiny captures. So when you got born again, your tongues might be shalandaga, shalabada, lagama, lagama. But when you continue, are you getting the point? When you continue. 5 years later, with so much dry fasting, with so much night vigil, you will now come out and your tongues will be igambo go by. It's not about the sound though, it's about the power in it. If you like, oh yeah, do what I did. Oh God, it's not about the sound, it's about what it does. If you like, don't have anything, go and be a gambogo guy. They will make you dumb throughout the night. You will now send me text message saying, Papa, I know if you talk. I will now tell you, I lose you in Jesus' name. In an attempt to say amen, you will start talking. That will mean, just as my brother said, Jesus we know, Paul we know, these are men that their priesthood is recognized in the realm of the spirit. You now, who are you? If they ask you, say, I am Victor. This name, we don't know it here. Maybe in the lower level, in the lower rungs of the ladder, we know it. They know it there. But there are certain angels, certain capacities, energies, powers of intervention in the affairs of men. In what is happening in your family. It's not as if you are not doing something. But the realm of priesthood that is powering the negative oppression in your family, you have not entered there. When they are even doing meeting, they are not inviting you. That's why the reason why you don't know your family is dark is because they have not considered you a challenge. The day you wake up and say, let me do 3 days dry fasting, you say, my family, you will now realize that the shape of your compound is not the way it is. That where your bed is where demons used to enter through. And that is why anytime you go back home and sleep on your bed, you can't pray again. But when you come back to, should I stop? When you come back to tent, you will now be praying. When you go back to your room, you sleep. Even if you want to wake up, they will do you like this. You will now sleep. Wake up by 5 and tomorrow you will be angry, but tomorrow it will happen. You will be angry tomorrow. You will leave, go to church, pray. come back to house, you can't pray. Priesthood, you need intelligence in priesthood. Huh? Part of the things priesthood will teach you is the gates in your father's house, in your husband's house, the gates. Huh? So that you will understand the altars, the location. One day I was praying in the night. Huh? And God now took me. I was facing this side. And he said, how many of you has happened to you? You can't even understand why. God, you are being moved to go and stand on one part of your house and you are making utterance. I'm talking as if you are seeing somebody. The people that are seeing you, they'll be saying, this guy don't they see us? This guy don't they see us? But you, when you finish, you go and sleep on your bed, that same bed. Maybe you don't know that your father was an occultic man. Huh? And your room is where they used to follow. Demons used to follow and come for meeting. So they now gave you a very big bed. Now, they might have renovated it, did everything. But in the night, those men still come for meeting. So as you are sleeping, don't because you now change your bed, you now keep it like this and put flour on it. Put flour. Flour does. They don't understand those things. I'm telling you, even if you go to your house and they renovated, took the door, remove, use wall and close the door that is here and put another door, is physically they did it. In the spirit, those men will come and pass the wall and enter. And your bed is lying there. They will walk over your head. When they are through with walking, you wake up around. You sleep for 8 hours and wake up. You are as tired as somebody that went to farm work. Can you sleep for 6 hours and you are that tired? How about your goodness? You need to understand that. And when you understand it, if he demands sleeping on the floor, for you to be effective, sleep on the floor. Have you not noticed that your big bed at home is not the friend of your destiny? You don't. Every time I say this guy doesn't agree, even today he doesn't agree. Sell your bed and get your destiny. I will still tell you in 2 years' time if you don't believe me now. I'm here. See after me, I'm here. I'll be here 5 years. I'm here. If you don't hear me now. You will hear me in 5 years' time. Your bed is not your friend in the journey of destiny. Meanwhile, I'm not saying you should not sleep. It's metaphor. It means that you should sleep by necessity. Because your body needed rest. Not Elahusha side, they turn on side there. Even the demons they sent to come and attack you and hold your destiny bound. We said the job has already been done. The job has been done. May you not sleep so much that the demons they sent to hold you bound will come and say, the job has. Why are you sending? Somebody did this work and you are still sending us. It's true. There is a way you will be eating. Your stomach will be growing. Your stomach, you are looking at your stomach, is growing. You are eating. When they meet you, they will say, the job has been done. There are some sisters that like food. Even when they fast for 3 days, they break like a king. There is a way you break your fasting, Oga. You just ate what you would have eaten in 3 days. So I will not talk. I will not say anything again. but my belly is like vent. I want to save your life. Then he said, wait, as you are fasting, God is taming your mouth. You now finish 8:1, 8:2, 8:3, 8:4. Huh? 2 in the night, you now ate another one. By morning, your mouth that was tired because of fasting loose. Oga, I can't say you totally nullified the fasting, but you put yourself in a position that your consequent activities is no more powered by the spirit and help that you generated. So you can still by that, if the spirit started something, you should continue it. When you continue in the flesh, there is a tendency that you can by yourself nullify what you gained in 3 days fasting. Are you getting this small point? I mean, so I'm not saying that 3 days fasting is not powerful, but when you get in the flesh, you can say something, and your confessions are powerful, and then you go and hook something that is already happening from the spirit as a result of your 3 days fasting. There is a new trending words now that said, now things way they bigger than me, I go they do now. You are just saying, God help me, it's too much on me. The labor is too much. The labor is too much. And then you say, now things way they bigger than me, I go they do now. If that thing happened now, you will run away. What did I say? Let's say it together. Now things way they bigger than me. Huh? I will do the one God sent me to do. If you like, be doing your own. Small children, when they say make you decide, make you do motivation. Now then don't make you get bad head. At 30 something, you don't get bad head. If you like, be doing what God did not send you to. Just to follow the church. He said, nah, thing way past me, I go, they do now. Oh God, don't be careful. It's because you ate too much after breaking your fast. Even medically. They said, don't eat too much. Is it not common sense? Somebody will say, I say, don't eat. I didn't say, don't eat. Eat well, but you can be checked. You know, you can check yourself. In fact, sometimes when you are about to overeat, something will tell you, oh God, this one is not needed. How many of you has happened to you? But you still bought apple and added. You added cake. Cake is not needed now. Maybe later. You know, after eating, you now do. Especially the people that look slim. Now then they short pass. It's not people that is short. Those people that look slim. Huh? My brothers are alone. Those people, fear them. Let me stop here. Because if I continue, I might hurt some people. Okay. Now, for we to understand this, are you with me? We might have to go to the source code. Show me Genesis. My time has finished. Genesis chapter 14. Let me hear your sound. Let me know whether you have prayed today. If you are not there, say wait for us. Okay, he said, and Melchizedek, what? King of Salem. Brought what? He brought forth bread and wine. Now, I want to establish a fact, and I will go. You see, when you get to the book of Hebrews started by introducing the person of Jesus. If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 1, in fact, the book of Hebrews is the book of priesthood. The New Testament book of priesthood is what? The book of Hebrews. In fact, the book of Hebrews is like the sister of Leviticus. Leviticus written in New Testament perspective and New Testament language is the book of Hebrews. So the things that were types and shadows in the old covenant in Leviticus and those their other, they now made clear for us the exact thing that is in the heart of God, the exact way we should do it. If it is true that it is the Holy Spirit that is helping us. Amen? Pay attention. So, if you look at this scripture now, he said, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was what? The priest of the most. This is the first time the word priest was mentioned in the whole of the Bible. The first time. Now, if it is true, one of the few things about interpreting scripture is that the things surrounding the first mention of a term in the scripture will give us an insight to the fundamental purpose of that thing. Are you getting the point? There might be extended purposes, derived purposes. Sometimes it can be overshadowed by the weakness of men. And by the time you come to the New Testament, Jesus will be telling them that this thing you are doing is the tradition of men. Meanwhile, it started from something genuine, but they have added a lot of tradition and men's understanding that the real purpose has already been lost. Are you getting the point? So look at this. He said, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. Hi. For we to explain this, it might take us a little time, and our time is exhausted. But in the book of John, we might not be able to read it. Or, can you find it for me? The book of John, where Jesus said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. John chapter what? 6. Show us John chapter 6. When you are through with showing us John chapter 6, to extend the meaning, you show us 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I find where it is in John chapter 6 now. We don't verse what? 50 what? Okay, show us 53. Even though it's not just in one verse anymore. Let's see 52. Let's see 51. Okay, Jesus said, I am what? The living bread, which what? Came down from heaven. Can you remember what was in the book of Hebrews chapter 7? The book of Hebrews chapter 7 gave us a correct interpretation of who Melchizedek is. That is why I showed you his portfolio. And when they are reading down his portfolio, they said that he doesn't have descent, human descent. No father, no mother. Are you getting the point? He now said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. Meanwhile, this is a physical man walking upon the face of the earth. But this man is representing a spiritual me, a heavenly me. Are you getting the point? If you get the point, you will understand the fundamental purpose of priesthood. Because when Moses came and the Aaronic priesthood came, we saw a dimension of oppression that came as a result of their priesthood. And from that time onwards, the understanding of what priesthood is was keyword based on what we saw Moses and Aaron do. And everybody began to interpret priesthood based on that only. Meanwhile, eternally, what is in the heart of God that made him to institute priesthood is different. And what Jesus came to do is, first of all, to pattern accurate priesthood for us. But when Jesus was patterning priesthood, he never entered the temple. He only goes there to pray or to read Bible. Are you following me? Okay. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall what? Pay attention. So the purpose of this bread is to administer life. the bread that I will give you is my flesh, which I will give for the life of what? They heard him. They were too confused. The where Jesus was speaking from was too high for them. Just as it's too high for many of you sitting here now. What I'm saying now is very high. That's why I'm taking time to explain it small, small. Are you getting the point? Because we'll soon go very high. The bread is for life. Because very soon I will show you that priesthood is the government of life. Wherever you see God, and they say that God is the one walking here, the way to know whether God is the one walking or not is not because you saw miracles, is not because you saw anything. The proof that God is the one that walked this is not in the manifestation. It is in the life. Satan cannot bring life. Satan can only bring death. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even if Satan gives you money, even if he does anything, check it. There is death in it. Either death to you, death to your body, death to your family, death to your Christian work, death to your altar. But a dimension of death will be ministered as a proof that this manifestation, though is looking good, but it is not from God. But the proof that God is the one doing it is that life will come. Sometimes we might suffer, but we notice that that suffering released a lot of life in us. You will now know that God is taking advantage of that suffering to walk life. In another day, you can suffer and you notice that you are dying off. It will mean, are you getting the point? That the suffering is not the important thing. The important thing is who is walking. If God is the one walking, then it will produce life. If Satan is the one walking, it will produce what? Things are nothing on its own. You can pray for 2 hours, but it is from the flesh. And your 2 hours will not produce life. And if it doesn't produce life, who is working? Whether you believe it or not. So life, if you eat his flesh, the proof is that life. Okay, let's continue. Okay, let's see verse 52. Quickly. The Jews therefore strove among themselves and said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Because they are thinking he's talking about his physical body. They don't know. Are you getting the point? That's what some people in South Africa is using. And they give people snake. All these fake prophets read all this nonsense. And they give you coconut, give you snake, give you sniper to drink. And people die. Give them jig and all kinds of stuff. Do you know why? They are carnal men. Many of those prophets and pastors, they are not born again. In fact, it is not just that they are not born again. They are going to hell. In fact, it's not just that they are going to hell. They are babalawos. That if they stayed as babalawos, some people will not go. Some people that like Satan, that like magic, you are not with me. Many people that say they are Christian like magic. It's not going, they don't like genuine things. It's magic they are looking for. But if they hear that the magician is inside the bush and tie something, they won't go. So that people will not say, you are going to a herbalist, you are going to a magician. So they say, they now wear suit. A blumbombo cross, it was. And then some of them will carry knife in their poster. You man, you know they see. These people like occultic. They like them. They are just looking for excuse. If they go to a shrine, people will say you are bad. So they know that these people are terrible. They now go there and go there. And in case you are a pastor and you are involved in it, are you hearing me? You are fake. Even if you pray, you are still fake. No matter who you are, you are still fake. And if you don't want to repent, it won't take time. You end up in hell. Are you hearing me? Even if you are gifted, you are fake.
Are you getting the point?
Guess what? The people in the world, even some fake believer, because it takes a fake believer to follow those kind of people. You have always wanted magic to happen in your life.
For example, somebody will come to bedpans. He will not pray or she will not pray. He will hang one side. And then when he's through, he'll say, "Man of God, my trouble is from heaven and earth. Me, answer you. I will never do that. If you don't want to come, go. If you check here, we know they beg people.
I must find out you want Jesus. It's a must. Because we are tired of hedonistic Christianity. People using God, It's herbalist you came for. That's how herbalists behave. You don't need a relationship with his God. All you need is what his God can do for you. Once you collect it, boom, you go. Are you getting the point?
Keep praying. 30 more seconds. In Jesus' mighty name. Satan, no happy. Unfortunately, I can't stop. I have authority to say what I'm saying. Huh? Forget that I'm talking small here. We are destroying things for Satan. I just came back from Abuja. The kind of destruction we did. Huh? Satan said he will kill me. I said, look at, is it easy to kill me? Hey, give me a little sound. Let me strike Satan. There is a reason why God gave us weapons, bulldozer. There is a reason why God gave us weapons. Forget my size physically. God needs to open your eyes in the spirit to know men that are tall. Men that government has come upon their life because of how faithful they have become to priesthood. Their strength is not what is happening on the pulpit. Their strength is inside. 10 hours. When you pray like that for long, food can be going in and tongues can be on and food will be going in. I'm not saying you should fast. Are you getting it? Don't fast. Just be praying. And food can be going in and tongues will be going in. When we did the first day, then Satan now, first session, now Satan said, what happened? The man came in droves, morning session. Huh? I rose up high and struck. Boom! A pastor left the meeting and said he went back to his church. His altar that was dead came back alive. And I knew that was a testimony of what will begin to happen to many places there. Ministry is not done by publicity. It's good. Huh? It's by priesthood. When you stepped in the land, who and who contested your presence? That is how you know what you can do in the spirit.
if Satan and his agents are also giving you support, they say, oh, man of God, we like what you are doing, and they are giving you support, giving you, you are not doing anything. When they are offended that you are there, then that means just because you appear, some things are going down. They will be weakened for long. They will have to go back and do another sacrifice with human heads. With the people that attend their ministry, they will give them water, they will drink, and they will know that as they are drinking water, they are collecting their collecting things to power their altar. They gave you, you drank, and gave your children, they drank. You now came to your house, pray it. And when things are scattered, you come and meet me and say, man of God, nothing is working. If I did not do magic in 2 weeks, you will say, this one is not working. No, you will pray. So that you will participate in the danger that you caused for long in your family. When you were careless and destroying things, you didn't pay attention to, you are not faithful to your priesthood. Eh? Now you want something to change. The way it will change is prayer. Turn to your neighbor and say, prayer. I go to meetings and some people see me. I wear my suit. Oh. It's not about the suit. I will go one side and be, go. When they finish, they say, many people say, we want to see apostle. We want to see apostle. They don't know. They will now tell me, I will say, is it that guy? Kai, I can't see that guy. They don't know I'm looking at them. You saw somebody that you want to see somebody, eh? And you saw that person praying, sweating, praying. You, man, you are not praying. And then when I finish, you say, why do you want to see me? You just saw what made me have what I have to bring solution. I'm not a magician. I'm a priest of the Most High God. Eh? I'm a priest of God from Zion. In the name of Jesus, we execute the purposes of God. And the way we have the power to do it is on our knees. And you saw me groaning. Despite the grace that God has granted to me, I still pray the way I pray. And you think there is a magic? Continue deceiving yourself. When you give yourself to priesthood long enough, even if you don't want to, God will make you king. Even if you go to the back and hide, when you come out, witches, you say, don't mind him or don't mind her. If you know this woman, if you know, you'll be saying, no, sorry, you'll be speaking good grammar. I even do new hair. See, power in priesthood is not that the woman, the person is looking jaga-jaga and doing like this. Some of those people are empty. People that have weight, if you see heavy priesthood, and priests, even in the negative order, they walk quiet. They are quiet on the road. Even those days we are in campus, the capon of court, their head, the remen, they are handsome, very intelligent, quiet, composed. It is all the people that they use for collateral damage that misbehave. When you meet heavy men that carry something, what they are carrying is so heavy that they carry it quiet. You are not prayed. When you groan in the spirit, every day, 7 hours, seven, seven, seven. Do it for 21 days. Many things will die in your soul. Do you know why many people want to manifest very fast? They have not given themselves to heavy priesthood. When you give yourself to quality priesthood, your presence, you don't try to manifest. Your presence is manifestation. You don't try it. You don't try to help people. When you appear, it's help. If God wants to help a people, he will say, go to this nation. Meanwhile, there is an intercessor praying for long. And God said, all intercessors have answered you. The man will say, thank God, give thanksgiving. And then only for Lester Sumra to arrive. And light shine. He said, God, thank you for sending life. God said, my son Lester is in the land. My son Lester. Oh God, make us sons. That's where I'm going, you know. Because the reason why they brought bread and wine, that is the instrument by which sons are made. Remember where we read in the book of Hebrews, they can't make men perfect. But by the time we read the end, we now saw how a son, the first typical son, was made. And he was made by that priesthood. And the Bible in the book of, when we go to chapter 2 verse 10, the Bible said he became the captain of our salvation through suffering. Why? So that he will bring many sons unto glory. Huh? That will mean that the purpose for Jesus becoming who he is that others will become it. And what did he become? He became the son. How did he become the son? By priesthood. And your purpose, your target is to become son. How do you become that kind of son? Because the target that was set for the law was to make men perfect. And what it means to be perfect is for you to achieve the son level, sonship into son. Not son by birth, son by maturity. When you have attained the highest point of maturity, it is called completion or perfection. Are you getting the point? How do you now become that? Say after me, priesthood. Mm-hmm. I think we need to stop here because of time. Can you pray in 1 minute? Ask God to serve you the bread and wine it takes for you to mature into the measure of priesthood that can administrate your season. Listen to my prayer. There is something that is the... Are you getting the point? There is something that is a challenge now. There is somewhere you need to enter so that we'll be able to demystify and subjugate and deal with the powers of darkness and the things that your destiny demands. Are you getting the point? Priesthood is the answer. Meanwhile, there is bread and wine you need to eat. That bread and wine, when God serves you that bread and wine, it equips you and makes you into the man that can stand and execute priesthood in that measure, in that season, and in that dimension. Are you getting the point? Can you pray in the next 1 minute and ask God, serve me bread and wine. Serve me, serve me. My heart is willing. Show me the secrets. Bring me into the economy. You don't want to pray. You. Melchizedek is the priest of the Most High God, King of Salem. What priesthood serves men is bread and wine. That's the first thing priesthood is supposed to serve. The first thing priesthood serves men is bread and wine. You are not able to do it because you have not become the kind of man that can do it. God is not withholding it from you. You have not become it. You have not attained it. Stop blaming God. Become it and it will be yours. Become it and you can. Become it and you win. Become it and you conquer. Upon your name every minute, every hour, Lord, weaken us to not depart from you every minute, every hour, Lord, continually set us on fire, set us on fire till we burn till the very end. Continually set us on fire,
set us on fire till we burn to the very end. He keep me to call upon your name every minute, every hour, Lord. Weaken us to call upon your name every minute, every hour, Lord. Continually set us on fire. Set us on fire till we burn to the very end. Continually set us on fire. Set us on fire till we burn to the very end. Continually set us on fire. Set us on fire till we burn. Jesus.